Message to Sister Sharing from the August 2022 High School Conference at the Church in Richardson.
Now, let's just hear what we have. If you have something, we'll have about 10 minutes, okay? Try to keep it short.
Amen. I really enjoyed the point that without man, God is homeless. Amen. And if this is God, like he created the heaven and the earth. But really, without us, he has no way of fulfilling his eternal purpose. He has no way of fulfilling his eternal purpose without us as the building up of the church. Amen. And sometimes we might think that our function is so small and insignificant, but really, to him, it's everything. And we're his expression in his home.
Amen. I really enjoyed how the wire diagram is the ladder. Because I never thought of it that way. I was always thinking, you know, just a normal ladder that like a carpenter uses, something like that. But I'm very familiar with the wire diagram, like most of us are. And that was just really interesting, and it all made sense to me. Because that's his plan. That's Amen. What he wants. That's how he wants to get into us.
Amen. Yeah, I really enjoyed that through the mingling of God with man, God can get a dwelling place, and man can have a resting place. Right. And without God, we feel restless, we feel bored, even if we feel, oh, I don't know, like recently, sometimes you feel, oh, I have the whole day to myself, I can just do whatever I want, but you get bored really quickly, yeah. And you're restless because you don't have God. Amen. And so we just need to be mingled with God and God in us.
Amen. I really enjoyed the point of how we are all like little Bethels, like we're all little houses of God, and we all have our own ladder. And we can be a testimony to others of the rest and satisfaction.
Amen. I enjoyed some of the reading from yesterday. So it was about, like, people think when they go to heaven, once you go to heaven, you have, like, a big house, a mansion you're going to stay in. But actually, it's not the house. Like, we, the church, we are going to be built into a dwelling place for God.
I also really enjoy, like, the how we are the Lord's resting place and how he's homeless without us. And I also like how Melody mentioned that he is God. And I thought, like, okay, well, if he created everything, why didn't he create a home for himself? But then I realized, oh, he did. It was us. So.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I really appreciated this point from the reading. The wandering Jacobs who come into our meetings need to have such a dream. They should say, what is this? Is there such a thing on the earth? I am in a dream. They should see something different, wonderful, and strange. Eventually, the naughty Jacobs will awake and say, here is none other than the opening of the heavens, the ladder as the vertical way for people to contact God, and Bethel, the house of God. This is the church and the church life.
I really enjoyed that if we rest in God, he can dwell in us.
Amen. Something I enjoyed was John 14:6, which is, I don't remember, but it says, like, I'm the way, and then no one comes to the Father except through me. I really enjoyed that Jesus Christ was the he is the ladder, so Amen. Through him we can contact God.
Amen. I really enjoyed that when we are mingled with God, we find the real rest in him, and our rest is in the church life. Amen. Amen.
So I really enjoyed that we need to have the dream to be mingled with God. Once we are mingled with God, his presence is there for others around you to experience as well. Lord Jesus, we want to be mingled with you.
Amen. Amen. I really enjoyed when the brother was talking about being restless. I related to that a lot. And I can see that in my friends as well a lot at school. There's something in them and they feel restless. But when we're in the meetings, when we're with the Lord, that becomes our resting place because that is his resting place. Amen. So that was really, really touching to me.
Amen. I enjoy this part from the reading. It says, if we are mingled with God, then even if we sit silently without praying or shouting, people will sense the presence of God.
I really enjoyed that the meetings and the saints, you see light and the Lord and rest and heaven and earth join together. So when wandering people come to the church meetings, they sense the presence of God and open heaven, Bethel, and the heavenly ladder bringing God to man and man to God.
Amen. I really enjoyed point E, which says, through the mingling of God with man, God obtains a dwelling place and man obtains a resting place, which means our real rest is in the church life.
I really enjoyed the point in the reading where it said, like my friend just said, she said that you can find peace just sitting in silence, and that is so enjoyable to just, like, be here. Like, you can just feel it. Like, you can feel everyone's spirits, like, flowing out, especially during the singing. Like, it's very enjoyable. Yeah. Amen.
I really enjoyed the part in the reading where he was talking about how when he first came to visit Brother Watchmanee, he had a lot of meetings that felt like a dream. And he said that it was the opening of heaven and the presence of the Lord. And I think when we come to conferences, everything feels a bit more serious almost. And I feel more concentrated, and I feel safe here, and I feel appreciated, you know? And it's like I can feel the ladder, you know, I can see it. It's really nice. Amen.
So I was listening to, okay, there we go. So I was listening earlier, and You know how great it is when someone kind of shares an interest? Like, I used to be super into Marvel, and someone else would go, Marvel, I'd be like, Marvel, and we're like, yeah. And that was literally just a common shared interest, but it was something that I loved, probably a little too much, and whenever I found someone else who loved that thing, like, my heart opened up to them, and that was just a common interest. Now imagine if it was the goal, if this was a goal of your life. And how sweet it would be, and how open you would be to someone who came up to you and shared that goal. And it would be like screaming Marvel at each other across the room, just with something that you've poured your entire life into. And how sweet that must feel. And that is what God feels when we share his goal.
Great, I'm really glad for that. I don't know, I was just really touched about how this is our resting place. As a young one growing up in the church, I couldn't figure out why I was always falling asleep on Sunday mornings. It wasn't like I would wake up and I was tired or anything, but I would always fall asleep right around sermon time. And finally I was like, I was talking to my pastor, junior high, me, a lot of attitude, imagine that. And I was like, by the way, I love your sermons. I don't mean to fall asleep. I don't know why I'm doing it. She was like, well, probably because you know you're in a place of God, and this is where you feel truly safe. And that has really followed me. I mean, even to now. So when we were talking about this morning, I got really excited because I was like, amen. Yes, this is our safe place because God is safe. He knows everything, and he's not going to judge or condemn us for anything that we might do as long as we continue coming to him. So I just really appreciate that.